and Galileo will become operational, and QZSS and Vido will happen is unknown. Also, there are differences, as we've talked, in terms of the modulation scheme between GLONASS and GPS, and there's a difference in the time standards. Now, these can be overcome and are being overcome with receivers that are available today. But as to what will happen next is unknown. The overlap, a possible overlap between the GPSM code and some Galileo signals with the proposed Baidu signals may become a point of contention. It's important that these consistencies get worked out because apart from less sophisticated applications, GNSS, interoperability will be required for highly accurate positioning. And it is certainly possible, but will depend on continuing negotiation in good faith. For the full potential of the system to be realized, the GNSS frequencies will need to work together. In other words, they require as many satellites as possible delivering signals that can be used in conjunction with one another.